will by the way that we live, involving ourselves in good works. And we'll talk a little bit about what that means. See, God has got an individual plan for each of us. He plans out our lives. He's got good things for us to do. And some of those things that he's got planned for us to do, we don't think that we can do them. They kind of go beyond our abilities, beyond our skill level. But if it's God's will and purpose, he works with us, that he redoes something within us that allows us to do those things. Many years ago, when I first became a believer, when I first handed my life over to God, when I was a teenager, and I began reading the scriptures, the New Testament, I thought, this is the most exciting life you could ever have. This is an awesome life. And so often we allow the things of this world to overwhelm us. But a few years ago, I learned how to sail a boat. I don't know whether you've ever sailed a boat, as in a sail, not a motorboat, but a sailing boat. And you learn how to use the wind to your advantage and how to use the sails and how it all works. But the most exciting part was when you sail close to the edge of the wind. You've heard that saying, close to the edge. What it means is that you, at any moment, you're going so fast that you could tip over. You're sailing right on the edge of the wind. You've got all your sails out. You've got your spinnaker, that big thing that goes at the front. And you are motoring, and it is exhilarating. It is an awesome thing to do. And I believe that's how God wants us to live our Christian life, to live on the edge of his Spirit, to live on the edge of the wind of the Holy Spirit blowing us, taking us to places that we thought we'd never go, expanding our experiences so that we touch the lives of those around us, so that we can just sort of demonstrate who God is by the way that we are living. It was a great thing to see this natural resource blow us along. But the Holy Spirit has got plans for each of us. The wind of the Holy Spirit in our lives to go beyond our natural ability to become supernatural in the way that we live. What an awesome thing that is. When we become reconnected to God, the Holy Spirit changes our heart. I don't know whether you've experienced that, but the Holy Spirit begins to change us. And those of you that have grown with me, I've been coming here for a long time, you will have seen the Holy Spirit. And you might think I'm a bit tough now, but the Holy Spirit has softened me a little bit. I've become a little bit more gentle. And he's working on me all the time. He's changing my heart. And what he does, he begins to help us see what he sees. It's so important that in our Christian life, in our Christian walk, we don't just see what we want to see, but we open our heart and say, show me, God, who you are. Show me what your experience is. Show me what you want me to do. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you. I don't want to see me. I want to see you. And we begin to see his purpose. We are filled with love for others. We experience God changing our understanding of who he is, of our thoughts, our emotions, our decisions and our actions. And we have a desire to be obedient to what God is commanding us to do. That's quite a big change for some of us, because we like to be in control of who we are. We like to do our own thing. But when we come into this relationship with God and we begin to love him, and he pours his love into our heart, he begins to change who we are. He begins to change what we want to do in life and how we live our life. It's an awesome thing. And I talked a few weeks ago about we've got to love God. And when we begin to love God with all our heart, then we begin to love those around us. And we begin to see those around us in a different way, with a different perspective, with a different understanding, because we're seeing people as God sees them, not as we see them. John 15 says this. I love this scripture. It's the scripture around the vine. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like branches that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. So our connection with God is everything. As we are connected to the vine, as we are connected to who God is, he begins to do things within us. He begins to produce fruit. He begins to work in us. But we have to have that connection. We don't work in isolation as believers. We've got to be connected with the Father. It says in there that without him, we can't do anything. Now, I've spoken about this before, but I got quite offended about that because I can do a lot of things without God. I'm quite capable. But what he's talking about here is the things that really matter to God, those supernatural, those spiritual things that God has placed on our heart, unless we're connected to him, we can't do those things that we are called to do, the things that he has planned for us. But they become possible and we can sail close to the wind. What an awesome thing it is to be able to work with God, to allow him to work in our hearts so that we can live this life that just expresses who God is, where we can bear fruit in our lives, where it demonstrates who God is, where it becomes an attraction because God is working in us. And as we prepare for this coming year and we're thinking about, well, what does that mean for Carmel Community Church in terms of reaching into our community? I've got to say it always starts with you and with me. It starts with our relationship with him. Because we come together as a collective and together we grow. But we have to have that connectivity. We don't come as individuals. And so it's really important that we have this connection to the vine, that we're beginning to bear fruit in our lives, that we're touching our community in such a way that it demonstrates who God is. So as we consider what is coming our way. Now we've been here, we've celebrated last year, it was last year wasn't it now, our 75th anniversary. We've been around for a long time. None of us have been here for 75 years working, but we've been here for a long time. And you know, sometimes it can be hard, it can be wearying, it can wear us out. But Scripture encourages, doesn't it? It says, don't get weary with doing good things, because if you want to reap the harvest, then you've got to keep going. You've got to keep on going. And we believe we've caught the heart of God for others, and we want to seek to bring that message of the gospel to those around us. And I just was kind of thinking, well, what do we do as a church? How are we reaching our community? How are we making a difference? And I just want to just go through some of the things that we already do. And last Sunday, we had our CAP Sunday, which was amazing. We saw the work that CAP does in our community has been doing for about 17 years. We're reaching into the lives of those in debt in our community and just transforming their situations. That's a real expression of the love of God. We do it because we love people. We don't do it because we want them to come to church, although we do. But that's not our motive. Our motive is we want to go into our community and we want to bless it. We want to bear fruit wherever we go. We want them to catch hold of something of the reality of the truth of the Church of Jesus Christ. If you go there, they'll help you. If you go there, they'll support you. If they go there, they'll walk with you through this period of debt and get you through at the other end. And it's a great witness to our community. We run the Carmel Cafe, where we have people dropping in. We serve those groups in our community that come in and use the building. And what a great way of just expressing in a very simple way who we are. We have the room now on a Tuesday, where we have community members coming in and just mixing with who we are and catching hold of something of the reality of God working in us. And it's quite simple. We just care about people. We just love people and it makes such a difference. We have the Tuesday drop-in. We have Dynamite Dads on a Saturday morning. Something that was Barbara's in this morning, here she is. Came to me many years ago and she said, I want to do this. I said, it'll never work that. Men don't want to come and do that. But here we go. I work 20 years later, still coming. And Sarah does that. Sarah Brown does a great job on that. We've got the women together. We work with those in addiction. We work with those in isolation through Silver Cord. We do reach into our community. But you know, all these have been birthed by individuals responding to the prompting of God. I haven't thought of all of these. I haven't had the motivation to do all of these. I haven't felt that is what God is telling me to do in this church. That is individuals in the body who've caught hold of something from God and go, I want to run with that. And what I want to do is encourage you to allow God to just begin to create something in you. Well, could we do that? Well, let's give it a go. We'll give anything a go. But if you really feel that God is doing something in you, that is going to reach community, have a think about it. Come and talk to us. Now, I'm not going to do it, okay? I'm not going to do it. But we will encourage you. We will support you. We will work with you if you want to do something that is going to reach community. We'll talk about that later on. We recognise that church is not about meeting together and having meetings, although we do, and it's great to be together. But the focus of church isn't just about coming together and worshipping, but it's about taking what God has done in us and sharing it with our community, to those who need to hear the message of the cross, to those who need to be recreated, repaired, restored, reconnected, refocused, refreshed, and repurposed. That is our job. It's to take what God has given to us and share it with those in our community. Many years ago, and some of you are from many years ago, we used to knock on people's doors. Do you remember that? Knock on people's doors. Or stop them in the street and say, do you know Christ? Are you a believer? Are you a Christian? Do you know who Jesus is? And that was kind of culturally accepted. I think it would be a bit more of a challenge nowadays to do that kind of thing. But we were kind of driven to, you've got this message, go and share it. But our witness has got to be much more than words. Our witness has got to be backed by actions. And it's really important that as church we understand that. We do some things and you may wonder, well, why are we doing that? It's because what we're doing is sharing who we are. It's sharing who we are with our community. It's sharing the things that God has done in us with those around us so that they can catch something of who God is. This is a great scripture, this. It's Matthew 25. This is talking about those who are going to be judged as they go to the king. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did you see the hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger, invite you in, or need clothing and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go and visit you? The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. So we're not doing it for anybody else other than to be obedient to God. We live in a broken world, massively broken. It's never going to be repaired until he comes again. We've got to face that fact. We it's almost out of control. And there are many needs. But the main need is to actually see Jesus, because he is the one who repairs. He is the one who restores. We've got a bit of a thing going on over there. It's Linda. Oh, it's that, is it? Oh, it's an iPad going off. That's okay. So we live in a broken world, but they need to see Jesus. And that seems quite a trite thing to say, oh, they need to see Jesus. Jesus is the answer. But the reality of it is, if God is who he is, then he is the answer. He's the one that can do all those things in people's lives. And we need to understand that. When we are connected with God, when he's working in us, then he brings something to us that is new, something of a hope, something of a desire to allow him to work in us and bring transformation. And that's what people need to see. The Church of Jesus Christ must bring something different to our world and our local communities. The world tells us that God loves the world, or the Word tells us that God loves the world. And he's got plans to meet the needs of each person. That's a big thing. And the church is placed in the community all over the world to demonstrate the kingdom of heaven on earth. We have that responsibility of bridging the gap between God and between people. It's our job. And when we read the Bible and examine the ministry of Jesus, we can see how God brings his will to pass through people. God could do a much better job of it without us. I can tell you that now. But he has chosen to use us in doing the good works that he has prepared for us. As we read through the Bible, we see those that we know so well, Abraham, Moses, Joshua, Elijah, David, the prophets and judges, all men, all used in the work of God to bring something of who God was to the nation of Israel. Jesus taught his disciples and left his disciples to carry the message to their community. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Go into all the world and bear fruit. Do the things that I have asked you to do. And he left them to it. He went to heaven, took his place at the right hand side of God, and he left his disciples to do the work. And it's such a privilege to be included in God's plan for the people of the world. He uses us to be his voice and demonstrate the kingdom of heaven. And that's such a privilege. It's such an honor, but also a responsibility that we have to rise to. And we can feel ill-equipped or underskilled to do this. But remember, when his Holy Spirit is living in us, he begins this work in us and equips us. He gives us what we need to do the role, the job, the calling that is placed on our lives. And when we do the things that he commands, he asks of us, it is possible. I don't believe God wants to frustrate us. I don't think God wants to give us visions and ideas and projects that will come to nothing. He wants us to be fulfilled in our role here on earth. And as we are obedient to him, and as we work with him, and as we allow him to just change our direction in life, as we allow him to maybe prompt us to do things, he equips us to do it so we are fulfilled and we bear fruit in those areas. When we're connected to the vine, we can do the things that we're called to do. He says you can ask for anything and you'll get it. But when we're connected to the vine, we'll be asking for the things that God wants us to do. We'll be asking for the right things. We'll be asking in faith and expectation. We'll be asking for those areas that are going to bring him to this community. Many Christians pray for revival, and that's not a bad thing to pray for, that this world might be saved, that this world might be transformed, that this world might be different, that this world will bear something of the love of God in the way that it lives together. And that's a real challenge. But that's ultimately what we're aiming for. We want to transform the world. The real need in our world is for the churches to be revived. You know, it's when we pray for revival, really, I believe we're praying for ourselves. We're praying for the church, that every member will be full of the Holy Spirit, connected to the vine, and doing the good works that God has asked us to do. Let's not settle in our faith and just be satisfied with turning up every Sunday and just doing what we do. But let's be stirred up by the Holy Spirit. Let's not get weary in doing the good things that we are called to do. See, when we do things in the natural, we can grow weary. But when we are supernaturally enabled, then we can keep on going because we don't grow weary. I love Formula One. I love it. And we're just going through a period of transition in Formula One. New regulations are coming, and it's going to change the way that the races are run and all that kind of stuff. But there is a new team, Audi. You've all have heard of Audi, who produce cars. They've got an F1 team, a Formula One team, and it's their inaugural year. They're starting off this year. And listen to this slogan that they have just produced, this statement that I think really goes along with our heart. It's to start something and to stop at nothing. It's about a commitment. If we're going to start something, we're going to finish it. We are serious and we are going to do whatever is necessary to make this a success. What a great heart that is. And that should be the heart of the church, that whatever it takes, we've started this, we're going to make it a success. And it can be a success because God is enabling us. God is empowering us. God is giving us those ideas and supporting us and equipping us to do the things that he's called us to do. And as we continue to look to the work of God in reaching the lost, we must have this unquenchable spirit within us. When God is working in us, we become unstoppable. For each of us, the challenge is being full of God, hearing and doing his work. The end of the scripture that says don't grow weary talks about reaping a harvest, and that's where the success is. If we keep on going, if we don't grow weary, if we are connected to the vine, if we are being invigorated and empowered by the Holy Spirit, we will reap a harvest. And that harvest is seeing people come to faith and just having that connection with God where he begins to transform us. Together we have made a difference in our community, without a doubt. If we weren't here, this community would be a different place. If we weren't here, people's needs would not be met. But it doesn't stop there. We've got to keep going. We've got to keep doing whatever is necessary to see the kingdom of God expressed in new ways. It's a personal response though, isn't it? We've got to respond in our heart. And I don't know whether the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, but as a leadership, we're always looking for new opportunities, new ways to reach our community. And like I said earlier, maybe you've got a heart to do something. Just come and talk to us. Listen to the Holy Spirit. And let's take this year and look back on it in 12 months' time and go, wow, I never thought that was possible. Wow, look what God has done in this place. Look how God has just impacted our community in a new way. And all we have to do is be connected to the vine. All we have to do is allow him to empower us so we don't grow weary and we can reap a harvest for the kingdom. Amen. Thank you for listening. Thank you.